Rabbi Norman Lamb passed away yesterday, and Rabbi Lamb, who was one of the great scholars and Orthodox Jewish leaders of the last second half of the 20th century, and in his memory, in his zchus, I wanted to share a drusha of his, which I actually first heard from Rav Herschel Schechter, who, when he introduced this and shared this idea, referred to it as a knockout drusha that Rabbi Lamb had delivered, and it truly is a beautiful idea. One of the most well-known parts of Parshas Baaloscha are the two psukim that are familiar to us from our davening, Vayhi ben Soha Aron, Vayomer Moshe. When the Aron would travel, Moshe would say, Kumu Hashem, God, you should get up, V'yafutzu ha'yevecha, V'yanusu misanecha mipanecha. Destroy your enemies, may your enemies be scattered, may they flee, all those who hate you should flee from you. Uvenucha Yomar, however, when the Aron would rest, what would Moshe say? Shufa Hashem, Rivvos Alpha Yisrael. May Hashem you rest, and may you be among the myriads and the thousands of the Jewish people. What is particularly famous and striking about these psukim is that when you look into all printed chumashim, and more importantly, in the actual Sifrei Torah that we read from in Shul, these two psukim are set apart by two inverted nuns. Two inverted nuns set apart these psukim, one before the beginning of Vayhi ben Soharon, and one at the conclusion of the second pasuk after the words Alpha Yisrael. Out of nowhere, we just have these upside-down inverted nuns, known as nunin hafuchim, and this is a special din that we have. It's part of our Masorah, that they must be in the Torah, and therefore they're also included in printed chumashim. Of course, the obvious question is, what is going on? Why would we have anything that's not part of the psukim in the Torah, and why of all things upside-down nuns? So one of the interpretations is brought down by a Kabbalistic work known as the Medrash HaNe'elam. And the Medrash HaNe'elam explains as follows. Commenting on these nuns, the Medrash HaNe'elam spares no ink, extols them to great detail, and among the things that the Medrash says is, Kvodo shel Kadosh Baruch Hu mamish, that these inverted nuns are the embodiment of the honor of God. V'heim ikaro shel olam, they're the foundation of the world. Wow! Moreover, non-Jews have no portion in these very special nuns. And furthermore, uve'elu nunim osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifrok ihu l'Yisrael aydei Mashiach. That one day, Mirtzah Hashem, soon in our days, God will bring Mashiach and redeem the Jewish people through and in the merit of the nuns. What is going on? What is so significant about these nuns, upside-down nuns in the middle of the Torah? So the Medrash HaNe'elam also explains, if you're going to put anything there to separate these psukim, why a nun? And not something else, some other letter. So the Medrash HaNe'elam connects this to the phrase in Bereishis, the end, Perek Mem Ches, when Yaakov is blessing his grandchildren, he says, V'yidgu larov. He blesses his grandchildren that they should be multitudinous, they should be as plentiful, milashon dag v'yidgu, as fish, as plentiful as fish. And what the Medrash HaNe'elam is hinting at is that, in fact, the word nun, in Aramaic, it means fish. Dag in Hebrew is nun in Aramaic. And evidently the Medrash HaNe'elam is hinting at that these nunim is nun milashon fish. That in fact it's upside down, inverted fish, nunim, Aramaic for fish, that is separating these psukim. Again, the question just gets even more striking. What in the world is going on? Why upside down nuns? Why would they possibly connect it to fish? I mean, what is going on? So this really is so perplexing, and in a brilliant Midrashic and flair himself, Rabbi Lamb explained as follows. What makes fish unique? Right, fish swim in the water, but, you know, in what way is fish, so to speak, different than all sorts of things that might be in the water, driftwood or other things that float down the river? And Rabbi Lamb explained that what makes a fish unique is his ability to swim against the current and not just float in whatever direction the water is taking them. The nunim hafuchim, nunim which are hafuch, which are upside down, which are opposite. They can go hafuch. They have the ability to swim upstream against the tide and opposite the currents. That, said Rabbi Lamb, is what's supposed to characterize the Jewish people. The ability to go against the tide of contemporary society and surrounding culture. The authentic, you must have the ability to go against the crowd, even when it's unpopular. The ability to swim upstream, to dare to be different. It started with Avram HaIvri. He was different than the whole world. And continues until our very day. When society is in conflict with Torah values, even though it's only natural, we want to be part of that greater society. But it's in those circumstances we must swim upstream. We must become nunim hafuchim. To risk loneliness, to be different, to be unpopular, is difficult. And the desire, said Rabbi Lam, to assimilate is actually quite natural and normal. However, this is not the role of the Jew. This is not the role of the Jew. The tendency to just float downstream is easy and attractive, but the Torah calls on us to be different, to be true to ourselves, and not just to be followers. These nunim, therefore, according to the Medrash Nelam, are associated with none less than the glory of Hashem, because true religious distinction comes not when it's easy, but when the going gets tough and our loyalty is tested, and we stand athwart our outside culture, to be different, to go against the tide, to be alone when needed. This is the blessing that Yaakov gave his children and grandchildren. Not enough to be multiplied. You must keep your distinctiveness no matter what society you're in. And we must keep a critical stance towards surrounding culture. Accept, for sure, accept what's consistent with the Torah, but reject what is not. Confront the outside culture. Do not capitulate to it. And this, said Rabbi Lam, is what the Medrash means, that Mashiach will come from these nunim. Redemption will come when we are true to ourselves, no matter the circumstances, and no matter how difficult and challenging it is. Vayihi ben Soa Aron, the march of Jewish history, must be characterized by the nunim hafuchim. If we are willing to swim upstream when necessary, we will carry that Aron, not only throughout the various stops of Ben Soa Aron, but Yemir Tzashem to the final Shuva Yisrael, to the final Uvanucha Yomar, until its final resting place when Mashiach will come. May this Divrei Torah be a blessing for Rabbi Lam's memory.